not my own,
not my own. Jesus, I belong to thee. All I have and all I hope for,
mine to all
eternity. Not my own, not my own. Jesus, I belong to thee. All I have and all I hope for, thine through all eternity.
We've had this teaching before us in our fellowship for many years, and we've had people that have lived it before us. For the 70th anniversary this year, we're thinking of our leaders, and we have been so blessed and so honored to have leaders that really lived this way. None of them were perfect. None of them would profess to have been perfect, but they had a heart that was perfect toward God, and they really lived to glorify Him and not for themselves. And I have been so blessed. I can go down a list. I can write them down. Brother Edwin, Brother Gardner, Brother Arthur, the Bowers, the Posters. Some of those names are familiar to some of you. The Collises. So many. And how they lived for God. How they really gave their all to Jesus. And then they taught us that that's the only way to live. That's the Christian life. That's the high and holy calling that God has over every one of us. And that call continues to go out. God in His faithfulness continues to call people. Oh, won't you live for me? Won't you give me everything? Won't you let me be your all and in all? And God is finding people that say yes to Him. I hope we find someone here tonight that says, yes, Jesus. I want to live a different Christian life. I want my life to be yours and yours alone. God, deliver me from my self-seeking. Lord, give me such a sight of your kingdom and such a desire to see your kingdom grow and your name glorified that I'll lose sight of myself completely. He must increase, but I must decrease. Lord, you can put that in my heart, and then you can work it out in my life day by day. Praise God. And that's how it's worked out, in little choices and little things. But it's always putting Jesus first. And if you'll put Him first, and you'll honor Him, the Bible says that He'll honor you. Now, what greater honor comes into our life but the presence of Jesus Himself? When He honors us with His presence, when He comes and brings us into an intimate relationship with Him, when we can walk with Him and know His presence all the time, that's perhaps the greatest honor that He can bestow upon His servants. And so let's invite Him to come and make those changes in our lives in these days. Our whole walk with Him will be different. Alleluia. Thank you, Lord. Nothing less than full surrender. Nothing less than white book, one of the new songs that has gotten you there. What number is that, please?
76.
76.
Praise God.
Let's stand together and sing it. We'll sing it one time, right? Maybe there's someone that is inclined to pray tonight, and a prayer of surrender, a prayer of consecration that we can all agree to and say yes to Jesus. Let God use you as we bring this service to a close and then spend time waiting on Him as God leads us. Oh, hallelujah.
Father, we thank you that we have met with you tonight. We thank you for your presence, O God, that is ever before us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord God, that you draw us to you, and you call us to come,
yes,
to yield ourselves afresh this night, O God.
Yes, Lord.
To lay it all at your feet, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And you call us, Lord God, to set it aside and give it all to you.
Yes, Lord.
To surrender our will, because you do know what's best. You do care. You do love. You are our Heavenly Father who wants to provide all our need according to your glories and riches in Christ Jesus. But you tell us to seek first your kingdom,
yes,
and
Lord,
your righteousness.
Hallelujah.
To be holy as you are holy. To draw nigh. And you will provide all that we need in this life and the life to come. And
yes,
we thank
Lord,
you that we have your presence, Lord God. The most important thing we have, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord, your love. We have your mercy, and we strive to hear that, well done, thou good and faithful servant, knowing that we've given all to you,
yes,
because you have given all through Christ Jesus to us, and take us afresh this night, O Father. Wherever we are, Lord God, wherever, Lord Jesus, we stand before you this night, we want to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. We don't want to waver, we don't want to doubt, Lord God, but we want to surrender it all to you, Lord God, for you have the path of life. You know the way that we should go, Lord. And in the end, Lord God, in the end we'll have joy and peace and rest. But even now as we serve you, Lord God, though trial come and tribulation, Lord God, yet we can rest in you and know, Lord God, that you are there for us. Know, Lord God, that you will provide for us. Know, Lord God, the peace that passeth all understandings, because your word is hid in our heart. Your word is hid in our mind. And Lord God, out of a heart of love, Lord, out of a heart of service to you, Lord God, you come and you minister to us, Lord, your grace. You come and you show us your will. You come, Lord God, and lead us into paths that refresh our soul. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity of refreshment this night, Lord God. We want to take advantage of that moment, Lord God, because you're calling us to come apart, to be set apart, to be used by you, to be filled with you, and, Lord, to be poured out so others can be blessed. So those that are hurting, as we heard tonight, those that are lost and in pain, Lord God, we can be that balm of Gilead. We can pour out, Lord God, and allow your Spirit to pour through us, that Jesus may touch a life, that Jesus may touch a heart, that Jesus might have his way in our hearts as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Lord, that you once again, Lord God, would raise up that standard in our country, Lord. We think of tomorrow as our Independence Day, Lord God. But may we as Christians truly see the independence that we have gained through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It is not legalism. It is not bondage. We are set free in true liberty, and we don't know how to live at times. But you have come, Lord, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I pray that you would set us free, Lord, from bondage. Set us free, Lord God, from the thoughts of this world, Lord God, and set us into liberty in Christ Jesus by your Spirit. We just thank you and praise you for what you have done, doing, and going to do. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, if you'd like to stay and pray, just as I would recommend or strongly urge you, just take a few moments and give God a chance to speak to you and pour his grace into your heart and help you to respond to the things that we've considered tonight. Yes. And you'll find that as you just spend a little time in his presence, he may keep you there. He may do something very precious yet in your life. And so don't miss this opportunity. It's been a good day in the presence of God, and let him put his seal of blessing upon it for you, that we keep what he has given to us and done for us. God bless you all, and go when the Lord leads you to go. God be with you.
just pray. If the Lord prompts you, pray. Oh, it'll do something to help us all to come closer. Jesus, oh Father, you're after something in us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Lead you to pray with someone. Do that. Do that. Good for guys to pray with guys, girls to pray with girls. But let God use you. We need to encourage one another. You're not going to hear these things in school or at work. But we, as God's people, when we come together, we encourage one another to be all that we can be for Him. Hallelujah. We have faith over one another. Praise the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus. I need to be filled with your Spirit, Lord. I can't give myself unless you take me, Lord. Jesus, I open my heart. Pour yourself into me, Lord, I pray. Live out your life. Jesus, we thank you. You can do it. You are doing it.
Challenged the man to have faith. He said, Lord, I do believe. Help thou my unbelief. And Lord, tonight we're challenged to consecrate our lives to you, Lord. We say the same thing. We say, Lord, we do give you our lives. We do give you our hearts. We do give you our all. But help thou our selfishness, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we offer you our lives. And Lord, we know that we cannot open our hand and release all things to you as we ought. But Lord, we trust you. We trust you to show yourself to us in such a way. We trust you to lift up your beauty upon us, to fill our hearts with faith, that we could see your face, Lord, and see you as chief above 10,000 and altogether lovely, so that those things of earth that we feel are so important, those things that we just hold on to, will drop away, Lord, in the light of your glory, Lord. We trust you to do this. And so, Lord, we offer you both the things that we can easily release to you and the things that we can't. We just come to you as we are, Lord. And we say, Lord, here, receive us. Receive us as we are. Receive our all, Lord, as we can give it to you, Lord. And help, again, help take those things away from us that block our relationship with you. Lord, we want to be fully thine.
Yes.
And we want you to rule and reign in our hearts, Lord. You come in and be king. You take You take in our lives, take in our homes, Lord, take in our relationships. Just fill it with yourself so that you have that full kingship that you ought to have, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Only to be what he wants me to be every moment.